So this little session is to help you to get started and feel confident having an audio lesson and working only in sound. My reason for wanting to do this is because I think it's very important to use one type of thinking at a time. You know, if you're listening to something, that's one type of cognition. If you're looking at something, that's another. And when we mix these different things, we have to constantly switch between one and the other, and of course we can never go very deep. So you may find that you're not getting as much important information if you're only listening and you're not being able to see hands or see scores. And at first glance it does seem like it would be crazy not to just learn something from a piece of music. But I really do feel that wonderful things happen when we only hear, and when we really have to meet music on its own field, because of course music is not visual, and music is not written down, and music is not the movement of the hands, music is the sounds. And you will move your hands in the way that you move them, and they may look very, very different to mine. So what we focus on in these lessons is to sensitize the ears, to be able to hear what is happening, reproduce it on the guitar, be able to start to hear in three dimensions, in other words, two lines moving at the same time, even three, to have the ability to hear the patterns, not just know what they are with the right hand, but actually hear the musicality of them. And also to explore some thinking and ideas that will very much change our relationship to playing the instrument, and that is what will ultimately define how the hands move and how well they work, not looking at my hands and imitating them. Plus, of course, you know, they will find many hours of visual lessons if you do need to see how the half bar chord in Jarabi is played, etc. Those are all there already. So I'm going to start in standard tuning. Standard tuning came about with the modern guitar, probably around the late 1700s, mostly 1800s. The Renaissance lute had a very similar tuning, except the third string, one, two, three, was tuned down here, and then you had this kind of... But once we get to the guitar of people like Fernando Sor, using this standard tuning, and that's the tuning that made it into the 20th century and of course became the predominant tuning for many forms of guitar music and almost all forms of guitar music. But the thing is, this tuning has a particular resonance, especially when you're wanting to have some open strings ringing. It works best in E minor. You know, these top three open strings are an E minor chord, so if you're playing something in E minor, there are a lot of other keys and a lot of other contexts which would work much better in a different key. And one of those examples is the choral music that we're going to be playing a lot of. So the first thing is we're going to orientate ourselves on this six-string guitar tuned in standard tuning from the bass string E, A, first thing we need to know is which fingers we're going to use to pluck the strings with the right hand fingers. If you're left-handed, you'll just have to switch all my instructions around the other way, with apologies. So we can use the thumb on the bass strings, the bass three strings. You'll see more in my fundamentals course on how to move the right hand, how to pluck the string, how to think about plucking the string. Thickest of the three treble strings, called the G string. Then you play the next one, called the B string, and then the next one, The names don't matter at all because we're going to be retuning the guitar. They're going to change their names. So I'm mostly going to refer to them by their number. This is the first string. That's the very highest string, the thinnest string. Then the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. So what I'll do now is I'm going to play a string and you just play it back. First string to the second, and you just echo me. I could also do this, and you echo that. Carry on that same exercise, but now try and use those fingers, the index finger for the third string, the middle finger, and the A finger, I'm using terminology that I haven't told you yet. The ring finger is called A. You don't have to worry about that yet though. So you've got the index finger, the middle finger, and the ring finger. So as you hear those notes, you'd play with those fingers as well, if you want. Otherwise, you can choose any fingers or just play with the thumb if you prefer. Echoing. Three notes now. Let's introduce the bass note. We just use the lowest one for now, and I'm going to introduce different patterns with those trebles. So we're going to have the thumb, and the index, and the middle, and the ring finger. So I'll play again, and you can echo. bass note. And again, combinations of the bass with the treble. That's just a little to orientate you in these open strings. We'll do more of those to practice them. Now, mostly what we'll be doing in the audio lessons is we'll be having things that continue. They keep going round and round, cycles. So a very simple cycle we could do is using the thumb and the index finger, thumb on the fourth string, the index finger on the third string. And we oscillate them backwards and forwards like this. So if you join me and synchronize with me, and then what we'll do slowly is we'll make changes. Thank you. could make changes according to those variables. And already we started to have something that becomes music. And that is all we're going to be doing. That's all that playing guitar is. It's making these little changes, hearing these little changes, doing the changes you can, and leaving the ones you can't. I'm going to change now to using three fingers. So I'm using the thumb, the index, exactly where it is, but I'm going to change the index and the ring finger around. Let's change the thumb all the way to the bottom. Possibilities of what we can do with various permutations, various different ways. And as you do more of them, you'll find that more and more your fingers will be listening. Your ears will hear it, your fingers will respond, and you won't need to think at all. The next thing we're going to do, which is very important for a lot of the music that we're going to play, is we're going to tune the guitar differently from standard. So your first string, if you find the corresponding tuning head, your first tuning head, you don't need to change that one, we're going to leave that. Second one, find that tuning head, bring it back into tune. Now the third tuning head is G, that's a G note. We're going to loosen that string by a semitone. It's going to sound like this. It's going to become an F sharp. So just see if you can match mine vaguely. Use a big movement as you turn. Don't be scared to turn them. You're not going to get lost in a no man's land. If you do, you can always find your way back. Big movement, and one. There you are. And back up. Second fret on the first string, because that is an F sharp that is an octave higher. Again, names don't matter. So there we're still in G, so that's not right. So now we go, find the F sharp, and you'll find that you just need to tweak it a bit, and when it's an octave, it'll be settled. An out of tune octave will do that. It'll bounce. You can hear a wah, 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 wah. But when it's in tune, it's as smooth as anything. There's a slight wobble still, sir. Ah, listen to that. This is almost like the sky clears. You know, if I put it out just slightly, listen. There's a kind of cloud. That's a very little cloud. I'll make it slightly bigger. And you can hear the wobble if you listen very carefully. Bring it in tune, and you'll find that when I get it in, whoo, it sounds almost like one note. There's no wobble at all. So when piano tuners are tuning, they're listening to these wobbles, and they're making the piano exactly out of tune that they need to, because obviously the piano is not tuned in tune, what we call just intonation. It's tuned in equal temperament. Even the octaves, they stretch them slightly for various reasons. That's a perfectly in tune one. The next string we're going to change is the sixth string. So the best way to do this is you play your fourth string, which is a D. All right. And you play your lowest string. And you're going to give it a big turn. Faster the better, because then you don't get caught in no man's land. So just for the purpose of keeping this rhythm going, let's use the thumb on the sixth string and the index finger on the fourth string. Now I'm going to go up again. See, that's the original E, and down. Here we go. When I tune it up to E, I'm going to play the highest string, the first string, because that's an E. That's an E bass, two octaves below, and a high E. Terminology, not important. If you know it, you know it. If you don't, it's not going to change your playing in the slightest. Now we go back to the D string. Discovered that could play any chora music. You can imagine that the light when I discovered this D, A, F sharp, B, E. About 90% of the music that I teach will be in this tuning. D, A, D, F sharp, B, and E. The next thing we do is we take a kappa. Now the reason we use a kappa is because we want the guitar to be a little bit higher in key. This is a little bit muddy, you know, if I played something like Jarabi down here, F can be nice. But if I take a kappa and I put it on the third fret, now suddenly my guitar, the same relationship is between the strings. Anything I play now is just like I've got a smaller guitar, but it's going to sound totally different. So now we've still got that D, A, D, F sharp, B, E tuning, but it's a minor third higher. Again, do we care about the terminology? Not in the slightest. So the resulting notes would be different. The resulting notes would now be F, C, F, A, D, G for the scientific minded amongst you. If you were trying to find them on the piano, F, C, F, A, D, G. We could also put the kappa on the fifth fret if we wanted, and we get a totally different instrument. Listen to Jarabi now. So we suddenly, with whatever kappa position we have a whole lot of new and wonderful guitars, and that's why we use the kappa. So most of the time, the most common tuning that I use will be this D, A, D, F sharp, B, E tuning with a kappa on the third fret, and that gives us what is almost like a chora tuned in F, which around the time that Tumani was recording the album that was a great inspiration and influence for me, Kyra, he was playing in an F chora, a little bit higher actually, it was kind of almost F sharp, but around about there, whereas Baturu Seko, who was very influential for Tumani, he was playing in the G chora, so the high one. And he had this kind of glassy, wonderful sound, whereas Tumani was playing down here. And then later on, when Tumani recorded the Monday variations, he'd moved to using an E chora. So he did Elaine Road with the kappa on the second fret, if he had a kappa, which he didn't. The great thing about the guitar, of course, is that you can change the change what type of chord you're playing just by moving the kappa. And someone is here, so I'm going to finish up.